At a roundtable discussion held at the Kimball Arts Center Thursday, Sundance Institute Director Carrie Putnam said that even after 30 years, the mission hasn't changed, just the times and how the mission is achieved. And the budget. Back in 1979, when the prospectus for the Emerging Institute was first written, the budget came in at $186,000. Today, she says, it's $31 million.
Bob's clarity of purpose when he, you know, helped write that original document is still very much informing what it is that we're doing every day today. And that's not out of blind fidelity to some stale history. This is about something that's solid enough and clear enough that it can travel through time and travel to new places. Because really, what that mission was and what he said is, let's bring some storytellers together. Let's start by focusing on their unique, personal, authentic voices, artists, and then let's better enable them to tell their stories. And soon thereafter, because that was before the festival, I think, that document. Soon thereafter, let's provide a platform for those stories to be seen by the world.
And while successful, Putnam says the Institute can't rest on that success.
A lot of organizations, when they mature and find success, tend to just want to replicate their success. They stop doing what they originally allowed them to be successful and start saying, oh my God, we're successful. We don't want to be taken off this top peg. We want to just maintain. And we're lucky enough that because we have such a clear access to what was the vision that made us successful, I came to work here 4 years ago. Every single person at the Institute knows it. Every single person at the Institute connects to it. It makes it easier for us to be able to move forward without reverting to that more fear-based, kind of just protectionist stance. And I think on the plus side, it also enables us to take risks and to experiment and to listen to the changing landscape and actually not necessarily just grow, although growing is part of it, but also do entirely new things because they still relate to that main thread.
If the festival's first decade can be seen as a growing infant, festival director John Cooper sees the festival's third decade as more rebellious and 20s-like than settling in.
In some ways, I don't know if we were more rebellious at the beginning. I think we're more rebellious now. Because there weren't that many films, so it didn't feel quite... It felt more baby and now teenage. It feels more teenage to me now. Maybe because I refused to grow up. I used to call myself the naughty prince of Sundance, and then when I became director, I couldn't say that anymore. So I think now, though, that we talked a little bit about how filmmakers are seeing other filmmakers in their paths. There wasn't any pathways, really, before. I mean, you had, like, John Sayles and Cassavetes and John Waters, and then you had all the Europeans. Now when we talk to the filmmakers, now they're comparing themselves to, like, Greg Araki or, you know, Richard Linklater or, you know, David O. Russell. So their references are in the independent film movement instead of outside. So that's why I think that they're empowered.
There's more risk-taking in today's documentary films, he says, than ever before.
Especially in documentaries, when you see how many documentaries are using animation and, you know, they're breaking all the rules with their subjects. Sometimes they're staging things. You know, it's very much more freeform. I think there's more revolution in documentary filmmaking than maybe the narrative. The narratives tend to be using genre a lot.
Putnam says Sundance has also been willing to take risks over the last 30 years while sticking to its mission. When she first started at HBO, the job she had before she moved to the Institute, she watched how that cable giant went from showing commercial-free movies and boxing to producing very successful series like The Sopranos. Those are lessons learned, she says, that she's brought to the Institute.
So I had a little feeling and experience for that, and I came to Sundance, and I was so amazed that the people that are making the creative decisions at Sundance, this is from Bob to Michelle, right on down, and Cooper, you know, all the way around, they are really feel free to think of any, to basically, they don't feel that they're limited in what kind of risks they can bring up and think about. And I think an environment where you can table the craziest idea and say, what if, is incredible.
Sundance Institute Director Carrie Putnam. John Cooper is the director of the film festival. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.